This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, when President Trump made his first remarks since an Iranian missile strike on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops, he said,
"Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world."
Today, cybersecurity experts say Iran is carrying out additional retaliatory strikes on the U.S. in the form of cyber attacks. Several U.S. state governments have reported hundreds of thousands of attempted hacks just in the past couple of days. The House will vote on a war powers resolution today aimed at limiting President Trump's authority to order further military action against Iran. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the recent order to kill an Iranian military commander was provocative and a disproportionate military airstrike. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Airline officials say they believe it is not likely that a technical error was the cause of a deadly plane crash in Iran this week that killed all 180 people aboard. The vice president of operations for Ukrainian International Airlines says the captain and the instructor pilot had more than 23,000 hours of experience combined on that Boeing aircraft, the type of plane that did go down at about the time those missile strikes were happening in Iraq. No Americans were aboard the plane, but over 80 Canadians were. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says,
"I want to express my deepest condolences to those who are mourning the loss of a loved one. This is a heartbreaking tragedy."
Results of the federal government's annual homeless assessment report finding nearly 568,000 people experienced homelessness on a single night in 2019, an increase of about 15,000 from the year before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's, for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Puerto Rico is under a public health emergency after this week's powerful earthquakes. The Health Secretary Alex Azar's declaration allows health officials in the U.S. territory to make sure that all of the health care needs of the people on the island are being met. A magnitude 6.4 quake hit Puerto Rico on Tuesday, and there have been dozens of aftershocks since. Alcohol-related deaths in the U.S. have more than doubled over less than two decades. Most of those deaths, middle-aged men, though experts say women are starting to close the gap. A long-running and very popular TV show is finally calling it quits. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
ABC has announced the comedy Modern Family will air its series finale after 11 seasons on April 8th. The series, following the extended Pritchett Dunphy clan, was an immediate sensation when it debuted in 2009.
What are we watching?
Brian De Palma's controversial masterpiece, Scarface.
For the baby?
She happens to like it. I don't know if it's the colors or the sounds. Oh, here comes the nightclub massacre. She loves it. Watch her little eyelids. It's so cute. They get so heavy.
Modern Family holds the record with Frasier of 5 consecutive Emmy Awards as television's best comedy. According to ABC, at this time, there are no spin-offs planned involving any of the members of the large cast.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
It is what we do, ladies and gentlemen, and we can't do it by ourselves. We need all hands on deck. I mean, after all, it took all hands to get us to the place that we are right now. And sometimes, as some have said, I think quite brilliantly, in order to go forward, sometimes you have to go back. And I think this is where we are right now as a country. And businesses find themselves in this position all the time, is that they're happily going down the road thinking, okay, things are doing okay. And then they realize, you know, wait a minute, you know, the financials aren't looking as strong. The projections that we have planned, we're just not hitting these projections. What happened? And somebody with wisdom in the organization, usually the CEO, will say, look, at time out. Let's stop and reconsider. What brought us to this place and what decisions did we make to bring us here? And they rewind and go back and find out where they made the wrong turn. And I believe this is where our country is right now, is that we're in that position where we're asking those critical questions that are so important right now, is that where are we? What decisions have we made along the way that have us on a different trajectory than what I believe our founding fathers had planned for us? Dr. Wilford Riley is back with us. It's always a pleasure to have him here, the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of The Hate Crime Hoax. He's got a new book coming out that we're going to talk about called Taboo, 10 Facts You Cannot Talk About, You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, good to have you with us. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, thanks, and to you as well. It's always good to be on the air talking to you, Bill.
Well, before we get into the book here, I want to get your perspective on, you know, first things. It would seem that there's a bit of a pause that is taking place. And I say a pause for us to consider, first principles. You know, let's go back and see, you know, are those first principles that our founding fathers laid out for us, are these being exercised? Are these being developed? Or somehow are they being abandoned and challenged, especially in light of what the mainstream media and others are purporting in terms of a total makeover of this country into socialism?
I think we'll survive. I have a lot of faith in America. I've traveled a lot around this country studying and writing about politics. And I mean, we've got an impressive bunch of people here. But yeah, I do think that we're going through one of those periods of struggle that all great societies go through. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you look at Rome or, you know, any of the empires of the past, very often a society can come out of a period of struggle, but it doesn't always happen. Rome finally fell. So it's something you have to keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. If you look at the core American principles, I mean, when I teach students, I always say we were the first modern democracy, and we need to understand that history. We're the destination democracy, so we've always welcomed immigrants from around the world, but based on the assumptions that they're high-performing people, they want to assimilate. We're the capitalist democracy. So unlike the Europeans, and there's always been a bit of a friendly rivalry there, we've opted not to have that giant social safety net. Here people compete. You can make it or fail on your own. And I do think we're moving away from those principles. I mean, there's a study, I want to say Chadwick and Hobbs, but that could be wrong. I've honestly forgotten the authors. But there's a study recently of young Americans that came out that found that the majority of young people would prefer that the U.S. be a socialist country than a capitalist one. Mm-hmm. They'd prefer we be majority-minority than majority-white, although I think of the three, that one doesn't matter very much at all. Mm-hmm. And they would prefer we be disarmed, that we dramatically change our gun policy. So if you look at people openly saying we need less free speech, which is obviously a big thing on the interwebs right now, you know, we need less weaponry and we need less capitalism. Whether you're for or against that, obviously, yeah, that's a move away from what America was established as. And I personally, I mean, obviously, no, I lead right. I think it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you would think that the history alone would teach us, because the facts are so empirical, that, you know, other countries, other nations, I mean, this isn't new. There's nothing new under the sun. You know, others thought, hey, this is, you know, a novel idea. Let's try this. Let's do this. And they did it. And, you know, and you look in the wake of those decisions, especially with the isms and socialism. I mean, the 20th century, probably the most devastating. You and I talked about this last time, how devastating the 20th century was on humanity. You know, hundreds of millions of people murdered at the hands and the altar of the isms.
Yeah, I do think that most people in poli-sci would recognize that there have traditionally been two kinds of socialism. The first, I think we need to be blunt about, called communism, and that's government control of the means of production. And that's never worked, because, I mean, essentially you're in business, I've been in business. You can't have one person at the top of a system trying to figure out what everyone in that market wants and then provide it to them. That doesn't work. You'd have the same people selling stocks and blue jeans and yogurt. So communism never worked. What most leftists in the USA are advocating for, I think at least on the surface, because, I mean, there's some sharks in those waters, and I think some of them aren't necessarily aware of that. But what they're advocating for is a European-style model where you have a capitalist system, but you have a, what is it in Sweden, a 62% tax rate on top of that, and you use those taxes to provide social programs. And that can work. I mean, we've always had a rivalry with the Euros, but France and Germany and so on are real countries, Norway. I think the issue in America is that that's not our tradition. So if we try to implement that, there's going to be enormous, enormous conflict. I mean, I know people that would start talking about revolution if you actually tried to make those policy changes that I mentioned. We are a disarmed country, for example. Or
right.
We, a 60% tax rate in the USA would bring mobs into the streets, regardless of whether it could work in some theoretical sense. So, yeah, I mean, again, we're going to have to move back toward some kind of agreed on, basically in a sentence, if you're going to have a multiracial, multireligious culture, and you can't, again, look at Rome, look at modern Brazil, look at Canada, look at dozen societies. But if you're going to do that, you definitely need a shared culture. You can't have people that don't look like one another and don't pray like one another and also then don't think like one another. That's how you get the former Yugoslavia.
Yes. Well, and you would think right now where America sits that potentially, I mean, we really are a melting pot. But like anything, when you all come together at the end of the day, there still has to be a first principle. I mean, where are we all heading in this thing? I mean, you can bring your cultures into this country, and I think in so many ways, you know, compared to other countries, I think we've done a pretty fair job, Dr. Riley. I mean, can we do better? Certainly we can, and I think that there is a trajectory that many of us can be encouraged by to say, look, I think we're moving in the right direction, and we're having that discussion, but we need to have an open discussion. If we're disarming people with the language and the counterculture is full-blown, and we're invalidating people, then it retards the process.
Well, yeah, and I think that's actually a smooth segue into me plugging my book.
Yes.
I think that what the key thing that we need, if we're going to have, now, first of all, I do think we need more of a shared culture. I think if we had more of a shared religious background in the USA as a political scientist, that would be a positive. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with you promoting your culture to immigrants. I mean, when you say that people come here from the other great nations of the world and they bring their culture, that's true, but there are two levels to that. We love pizza. We don't necessarily like Italian fascism.
Yes.
So when you come to another country, you have to recognize that you're making the conscious decision to move to that country. I thought about moving to Mexico for business reasons years ago, because I prefer America for a whole lot of reasons.
Right.
I didn't do it, never really took it all that seriously. But to be a Mexican businessman, you have to speak fluent upper middle class.
Exactly. Dr. Riley, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dr. Riley. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065. Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
As we say, getting back to first principles, because they're so important. Sometimes you lose your way, and it's okay to go into reverse and look back over your shoulder, because sometimes there are some important things that we may have missed and forgotten along the way in the rearview mirror. Dr. Wilford Riley continues with us, the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Hate Crime Hoax. He's got a new book out called Taboo, The 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. I say it's out. It's not exactly out officially. What are we, a couple of weeks away from it, right?
Yeah, the scheduled drop date for Taboo is the 28th of January, the last day of that month. I also noticed the day before Black History Month, which is kind of entertaining. But yeah, that's the drop date.
Well, good. Well, but I want to get into more of Taboo in just a moment, but I wanted to wrap up what we were talking about earlier. We had to go to quick break, so I'm going to allow you to finish your summary there.
Sure. I think that you're right that we're going through a period of struggle in the USA right now. And that's caused by a lot of things. That's caused by very mass immigration. Basically, we've had an enormous social change. If you look at how we think about sexuality and what's acceptable on date number two, if you look at how we think about education, how we think about military service, we had a draft until 73, you might correct that. We've seen an enormous social revolution in the past 50 years. Some of that was good. I mean, I'm a black and native, you're a Hispanic man. Instead of beating each other with bats, we're talking peacefully on the air. You can go out after the conflict in this country. Some of it is bad. A drug movement in the USA, that was bad. I don't think that produced anything. So we now, at the end of that, we need to look back through what happened, and we need to talk honestly to one another about what we're going to do going forward. And I think that failure to talk honestly is actually one of the big problems in the country right now. So many things are virtually forbidden. We need to be able to talk about them.
Mm-hmm. No question whatsoever. Otherwise, then we put ourselves in the position of, that characterization, that meme, probably one of the original memes of a bunch of blindfolded men feeling different parts of the elephant, right?
Yeah, oh, that's an excellent analogy, actually. I think to some extent that's where we are. I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter, and one of the things that I try to do is follow different people that I think are reasonably intelligent. So, I mean, that includes Vice President Mike Pence, who's obviously a hardcore conservative, but that also includes Tim Weiss, who calls himself an anti-racist writer. That includes people that I would hate if they were politicians here, but that do a solid job in their country, you know, leaders in Sweden and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I want to get an American Bar Association, but also certainly Judicial Watch, which is doing some interesting things right now. So I try to get a range of different perspectives coming in front of my eyes. I have my own perspective, but I like to look at a lot of different things. And I find that a lot of people silo themselves.
Yes.
That's especially true on the left. So if you are only seeing input from, say, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, so on, in one day, you're going to begin to believe everyone outside that box is crazy. They're an enemy, and we need to stop doing that.
Yeah, and I like what Jordan Peterson had to say about this, Wilfred. That he said that for those ideologues, you can become so ideologically fixed and siloed, as you described it, that you really start losing some intellectual, participation or value. In other words, the common denominator reduces you to less than what you could be, because you have purposely decided to, I think in one sense he says, make yourself stupid.
Yeah, I mean, you develop arguments. This goes back to the Bible, you know, as stones sharpen the blade, so men sharpen one another. Same lines used in the Greek myth. So it's good to have faith to some extent if you're talking about religion. It's not good to have faith if you're talking about science. So if you are surrounded by people that agree with you about everything, you literally don't learn how to argue. I was talking with a friend of mine who is, Hotep is the term, very black activist type, and he said, well, you've got to understand that we black people were civilized back in the day, which is to some extent true. We showed the Caucasians how to get to the New World. We showed them those navigation routes, the Ethiopians and so on did. And my first question was, so then do we have to take responsibility for wiping out the Indians?
Yeah.
I mean, we showed, you know, our friendly rivals how to get here, and then a lot of us came over with them. I mean, where's the blame on us? And that was almost a joking question, but he was unable to answer it because the question had never been raised.
Exactly.
So the more you talk with witty opponents and casual friends and so on, the more you know about why you believe what you believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, you and I will have a discussion later on about science and faith. I don't believe, some people believe that they clash. I believe there's a complement. And in time, I mean, what we've realized, even with some initial scientific theories, they realize later on, they go, whoa, that's in the Bible. and there is there's compliments there. And so, I'm not one to say that science and faith are incompatible.
Neither am I. I mean, a priest might view this as a bit heretical or something, but I also think that given any degree of interpretation, so biblical scripture states the world is 7 days old. Science claims that the world is almost exactly 7 billion years old. Who knows what a day is in the mind of a god? I think there are a lot of questions Socrates said, knowing what you don't know is the beginning of wisdom. There are a lot of things that we don't know, like what happens after death. So I think someone that's very intolerant of another man's perspective on this, and no, this is exactly where you go, I have my views about that as well, but I don't think that's something you can claim with definitive knowledge, as you can claim that 2 + 2 = 4.
Right, exactly. No, I would agree with you. Let's talk taboo now. 10 facts you can't talk about.
Yeah, so taboo, this is actually a direct segue from what we've been talking about in a conversation I enjoyed. One of the key points, if you're going to have a bunch of diverse, smart people living together, one of the things you need is honest, open conversation. And taboo breaks down literally sort of the 10 facts you're not supposed to say in modern up middle class life. So, I mean, just to open with one, men and women are different, although they're equal, and men can't simply decide to be females. I look at the Black Lives Matter movement in a chapter that dominated American conversation for a year, and I find out they had some points, but they were wrong about every major thing they said. Less than 1,200 people a year are shot by cops. Only about 200 of them are going to be black if you look at 2015, 2017. So Black Lives Matter, I would argue, actually got a ton of black people killed. I look at interracial crime, which is something both the left and the right focus on a lot, and I find out there's very little. Less than 15% of serious crimes are interracial. But if we are going to focus on this, it's worth noting from the right that 70% of the interracial crime is black on white. It's minority on white.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about some of these cases that became internationally famous, like Barbecue Becky, quote unquote. Turns out she didn't much do anything wrong. Her name's not Becky. What she did was call the police on a bunch of people grilling in the dog run area of the park where you're not supposed to grill. So no race war is coming.
Right.
Like white privilege doesn't exist. Cultural appropriation doesn't exist. I look at the extremist alt-right as well. They don't have much to offer. I mean, if you're talking about this idea of ethnos states, I mean, I'm not moving. So you're not actually going to break up the country where, you know, blacks get Georgia, whites get Idaho. That's a crazy idea. So I look at a lot of these things that people say in the modern conversation, just expecting not to be rebutted, and kind of respond to them. You know, men and women are different. There's no race war going on. Black Lives Matter got a lot of people shot. So the entire book is this, if cultural appropriation were real, do I have to give up my Mercedes? I mean, it's just on and on and on with these things you're not supposed to say at dinner parties and what the reality is. There's actually a chapter that touches on science and religion and what science can know as well, but I don't know if that'll make it to the absolute final edition.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, these are things that we do, as you said and as we've been talking about, Wilford, that we must talk about and bring it out into the light of day and realize that in some cases the king is buck naked here. The king isn't wearing clothes.
That's a line I use over and over throughout the book. One of the things that I try to do, now obviously there are situations where racism exists. I mean, if you go to prison, it's going to be very important whether, you know, the brothers or the Aryans are running your cell block. But one of the things that I think is incredibly overhyped is this narrative of contemporary middle-class racism. And that's something that I keep looking at on Emperor Has No Clothes grounds throughout the book. So, I mean, the first chapter really looks at BLM and says, well, if you adjust for crime rates, because those are higher in the hood, is there any difference in interactions with police? And we find out, no, not really. Italian and Irish and Cuban men in cities are interact with police just as black men do. But from that, I take that idea of what happens when you adjust for some of these things that are different between groups, and I make that a chapter. So if you adjust for example, SAT score and age, you know, are blacks or Hispanics treated differently from whites? And again, you find not really. It's a 2 or 3% difference.
Right.
One crazy fact that comes out of that, the average white man, you look this up, is 58. The average black man is 27. Now, that's what's called a modal age. That's the most common age. The median is about 8 years different from that. But just think about that. If you are looking at something and you're saying, well, whites have more money or blacks commit more crime, and you're not adjusting for the fact that the white guy is 31 years older than the black guy, you're being dishonest.
Exactly. Well, we're going to have to leave it there and look forward to having you back real soon. Dr. Wilfred Riley. Thank you, doctor. Appreciate it.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, when President Trump made his first remarks since an Iranian missile strike on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops, he said,
Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
Today, cybersecurity experts say Iran is carrying out additional retaliatory strikes on the U.S. in the form of cyber attacks. Several U.S. state governments have reported hundreds of thousands of attempted hacks just in the past couple of days. The House will vote on a war powers resolution today aimed at limiting President Trump's authority to order further military action against Iran. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the recent order to kill an Iranian military commander was provocative and a disproportionate military airstrike. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, there's a sea change here in this country, as Dr. Wilfred Riley was just pointing out earlier. I mean, you look back over the past 50 years and you see what's going on, and you see the effects of one Donald J. Trump coming into the political environment, not to mention the White House and the international stage. There is a disruption in the force, and it's causing people to really pause for a moment and invest once again in critical thinking, asking the questions that need to be asked outside of the pablum that the mainstream media would want to feed to us. And one of the people, I believe, that's leading this sea change and is the front of it and has been pointing the way is a Fox News political analyst and founder of a bipartisan consulting firm based in Washington, D.C. He's the author of the book Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. Gianna Caldwell joins us now. Gianna, good to have you back with us. Happy New Year.
Thank you for having me. Happy New Year to you as well.
Well, congratulations on the book. I know that, for some, this has been controversial, but this is an honest take of your life. I mean, in a sense, do you feel you're like the blind man who doesn't quite understand everything, but you were blind, now you see, and you're a walking example of what conservatism can produce. And it's disturbing to those liberals who have been conditioned by that type of philosophy. And even though it's been so destructive and debilitating for them, it's what they know, it's what they're comfortable with. And you are creating a little bit of discomfort by saying, hey, look at, you know, you thought the world was flat, but it's actually round. I've been to the other side.
Right. And for me, having these experiences growing up and being told what people around me perceive the Republican Party as, you know, for a lot of folks, they just think it's life. They think that Republicans are racist. They think that Republicans create policy to marginalize people of color. All things that aren't true is pretty much what's been passed down from generation to generation. And when you get in an environment, you speak differently. You speak differently than the crowd. It makes people rather uncomfortable in a big way, and especially considering the fact that I sit on the platform, which is the most watched in all of cable television. It's a large audience to have a discussion with. So for many of the folks in the black community and otherwise, with some of these principles, they've never heard some of these things before. But I got to be honest with you. I think that people are waking up, and I believe that people are beginning to ask the Democratic Party, what have you done for me? And truth be told, when we look at policy, they've not done much of anything that's been largely beneficial. It's been mostly destructive on communities of color. You talk about abortion. You talk about the 94 crime bill. You talk about economically. You talk about the wealth gap. Things are changing now, and it's because of the policies of the conservative movement, President Trump being the leader of it. But these policies have created shock and change within the community. I think it's something that we need to continue to talk about. We need to continue to shout it from the rooftops. And we also need to continue to point out how destructive Democratic and liberal policies have been for all of America, but especially the communities in which they really rely on their support in order to be effective and powerful.
Exactly. Well, Gianno, you mentioned abortion. I mean, to me, that is the paramount issue. I don't know how people of color, black or brown, Hispanic, I mean, go down the list, but particularly just between blacks and Hispanics, abortions have killed roughly about 40% of blacks, 25% Hispanics. I mean, that would be like saying, okay, suddenly the Jews are going to give rise and support Adolf Hitler. Wait a minute. You know, he's annihilating your people. He is killing your people. Why would you get in line and support the very people that want you eradicated? This doesn't make sense in any form or fashion.
And you're 100% correct. That was the Margaret Sanger idea, the founder of Planned Parenthood. That was the whole idea. Mm-hmm. And for those who wanted to see African-Americans destroyed, the family structure especially, they can thank her for that. Because truthfully speaking, with all the support the Democratic Party continue to hand over to individuals like Planned Parenthood, these organizations that really are looking to destroy life and uproot the family structure. If you look at the 1960s, the single mother rate or a single parent rate in the African American community was around 25%. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking at about 80%.
Wow.
If you don't have a family structure in line, You can't live a productive life. You can't push people. It's going to be very, very difficult. Thank God that my dad was around every weekend. He picked me up every Friday until I was old enough to drive. I talk about it in my book, Take It for Granted. He did that. He was a good father to me. But there's so many other folks that don't have those kind of relationships with people they can talk to and good, strong male figures. My mom was addicted to the drugs from my early years up into my 20s. I mean, I really lost a mom. So I had one parent that wasn't around, but I had one that was there, and I'm a man, so I think we had a father who can teach me some things.
Right.
But you think about how destructive these policies have been and how they made people believe, especially in the African-American community, that they were positive and a good thing for so many of these communities, and they're really not.
Exactly.
It's so disgusting what they continue to push.
Well, and the thing is, to your point here, Gianno, is that, yes, I mean, you can see this quite clearly amongst blacks, but it's impossible to think that it doesn't spill over to every American household. You know, you talk about how the American family has been under attack, the traditional father-mother relationship, how that's been under attack. Who's responsible for that attack if it's not the mainstream media, if it isn't, we'll call it out, the Democratic Party?
Not only that, I mean, the mainstream media and the Democratic Party seemingly work hand in hand. Mm-hmm. If you want to be honest, the mainstream media is the press shop for the Democratic Party. So they come up with the policies and ideas, and the media pushes it on to people and make them believe it. Mm-hmm. This has become an extraordinarily destructive relationship. We need honest media. We need people to tell it like it is. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so thankful that I work in a media outlet like Fox News Channel, where I can get on television and pontificate my point of view, and I won't be punished for it, telling the truth. But you see, oftentimes when journalists get on air and they tell the truth, you see there's a rebuke, especially if it stares in the face of what the narrative is that's being pushed by these mainstream outlets.
Yeah, how many? I mean, to your point, how many anchors, how many pundits at CNN have been invalidated and are no longer with them for doing the very same thing that you're talking about that you're able to do at Fox?
I mean, in the Trump era, we've seen a whole mass exodus of folks. That is, you go on television and you look, you see Steve Cortez, about the only Trump-supporting Hispanic individual that's on air, and you don't see any African Americans that go on air that work for the network.
Yeah, but they got rid of Steve. CNN got rid of Steve. You know that.
Steve's no longer. Wow.
Yeah, he's gone.
I had no idea.
Yeah, no, Steve's a good friend. And yeah, so I was aware that a couple of months back that they put him on timeout permanently. And so that's that's what they do. I mean, if you're not throwing, you know, flamers, you know, at and hand grenades at Donald Trump, you're not part of the party there. They don't want you around the, you know, table and talking about anything reasonable so that you can have a critical conversation, as you say, because what we want to do, we want to be able to advance and become all the wiser for what's been shared. And if you're dumbing down everybody and you're invalidating, you know, it's kind of the conversation what we had with the professor earlier, and what Jordan Peterson says is that if you're so siloed in your thinking, you really are rendering yourself unintelligent.
I agree with you 100%, and that's the point, that people need to continue to be educated on the policies of the day and the history of both said parties and make some really smart decisions versus relying on knowledge that's been handed down from generation to generation, which was a complete and total fallacy.
Without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Jenna Caldwell, Fox News political analyst and founder of a bipartisan consulting firm based in Washington, D.C. His book, I'll tell you, it is taken off, and it is one that if you do not have your hands on, you need to. In fact, you can check it out on our website as well. It's linked there for purchase. Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. And we've got more from Jenna on the other side of the break. I want to talk about what he's hearing on the street. Because that's where this all matters, and this is where this is all bubbling up. And I'm hearing some exciting things, and I'm curious to hear what he's hearing as well. More from Gianno after this. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines.
airline tickets and hotel. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just saying, you can get really knotted up by speaking some, French and Russian. Just to say, don't try that at home. It's only available for professionals, just by the way. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week. I am Bill Martinez, and Gianna Caldwell continues with us, the author of the book Taken for Granted. As I mentioned before, one of the aspects of your reporting on Fox that I have appreciated, Gianna, is that you're on the street. You're out there. It's have camera, will travel, and you're talking to the people. And it really gives us some sense of balance and encouragement. Look, we understand that we live in a divided country. And, you get people that have their worldview and their perspective. But you're also hearing from the other side, which you don't necessarily hear from the mainstream media. And Fox has tried to maintain is this balanced perspective. And we're grateful for that and grateful that you're out there, participating and offering some balance so that we understand that, hey, look at it. It isn't 100% of the people that hate Trump,
Yeah, 100% agree with that assessment. I've gone out on the streets. I have a documentary out on Fox Nation called The New Battle for Chicago, where we've explored from multiple vantage points the violence from those who are perpetrating the violence to those who are victims, those who are educators, law enforcement, and those organizations that are trying to stem the violence in Chicago. So those are really, really important factors. I think that it's also important as we explore these areas and talking to real people about things versus just talking to the pundits who sit on television and pontificate their viewpoints, usually talking points from a political party versus what real people want to hear.
Exactly.
It's important to get those insights from people on the street who have to live it in their day-to-day lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of which, I mean, you grew up in Chicago, as you're out there, you know, you grew up there, you're talking to the people, you see the situation that it is right now. I mean, it seems like every Monday we get a casualty report of black-on-black shootings that have taken place. You think at some point the people would just say, enough of this insanity. We're going nowhere with this. We're killing ourselves. What's the solution?
You know, I think a lot of people have already realized that. I think you have to be honest about what's taking place and not be in fear of being called a racist just because you're pointing out. Black-on-black crime is a legitimate problem in the city of Chicago. You see, African-Americans, there was a study done by the University of Chicago where they were showing that if you were an African-American, for every 1,000 residents, there's at least one African-American shot. We're talking about 3 million people in the city of Chicago, a good portion of those being African-American. So thousands of black folks are being shot annually in the city of Chicago. And instead of, you know, you having a mayor who's a new mayor there and who's saying, hey, Mr. President, we've obviously shown that we can't handle this crisis on our own. Mm-hmm. Can you help us?
Right.
You see this mayor on Twitter just going after the president, attacking him for no reason. This isn't like him attacking the city. Mm-hmm. He's pointing out the fact that there's something that needs to be done and there's thousands of people that are hurting in the city of Chicago from violence. And you got a mayor who's willing to throw these profanity-laced tweets at the president just for the sake of trying to be tough, I guess. I'm assuming that's what it is, versus working on a policy that impacts real people. When I say policy, I'm not talking about gun control.
Right.
Because gun control has been proven in the city of Chicago to not work. Mm-hmm. I think people like Rahm Emanuel found out back when he was mayor that criminals don't obey the law. So, with that being the case, you need common sense, common sense rules and policies that are going to allow citizens to bear arms and be safe at the same time and try to deter as much of this violence as you possibly can.
Exactly. Well, Gianno, again, and we understand, look at the hatred for Donald Trump is such, it's so debilitating and counterproductive. And as you said, whether it's, you know, Chicago, California, the same thing, there's such resentment towards Donald Trump instead of taking advantage of the fact that you've got a president of the United States who wants to solve problems. And look what he did in terms of the incarceration rate. A lot of presidents talked about reform there. And now you got this gazillionaire white guy who comes in. He meets with Kanye West and his wife. And all of a sudden, you know, we're starting to, you know, do something about justice reform. And, you know, go figure. I mean, you've got a man that wants to do something about this. And so you're exactly right. This is a lost opportunity, you know, for the citizens of Chicago, for the state of Illinois, for California as well, for just not coming alongside saying, look, this is our president. This guy has a lot of power and authority. And last time I checked, boy, I mean, he's got a pen to the Treasury. And he can do a lot of positive things here, and he wants to do this. Why not have a conversation with him? I mean, this is like just stupid politics.
100% is politics all day, and then you keep in mind what you're referring to is the First Step Act. A thousand people released from jail, 90% of them being African-American, jail reform. A lot of these things happened before Kim and Kanye even stepped into the White House. Jared Kushner has been talking about these things, and he was one of the key architects, him and Jerron Smith, over at the White House, at producing this and pushing this forward. I think for those who question if President Trump is going to get any support within the black community, I would argue and point to every policy measure, which I believe has been totally impactful in a positive way for African-Americans, but not just African-Americans, of course, for all Americans.
Exactly.
People see that. We're hearing a lot about the black vote in the news cycle. And people may say, well, why is it my vote is perceived important as a white person or anybody else, any other race group? Well, you got to understand that African Americans are the power structure within the Democratic Party. When I say that, I'm talking from a voting perspective. Over 90% of African Americans vote for Democrats. Mind you, the policy that comes out of the Democratic Party isn't geared or targeted towards improving the lives of African Americans. If there's something to be said, the only thing that they're trying to throw out these days is reparations, which I amount to dog food. Right. What it is to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, hey, let me throw something out there. I haven't created any policy that positively impacts your life. So let me offer this check if you will vote for me. So that is fairly disgusting. And especially, I just came off a trip in Ghana just a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. where I went to the slave castles in Cape Coast, and I saw where there was millions of people who died in that very spot, mm-hmm. was beaten and raped, people who didn't even make it over to the United States. And knowing that you have a political party who's looking to use this particular issue to emotionally manipulate millions of voters to vote for me over the idea of reparations is absolutely disgusting. They continue their disgusting appeal to African Americans, not in a serious way, but in one in which they think they can get votes and retain power.
Well, and you just said something that's really important, and I hope it really connected with people, and that is that the Democrats have used our treasury to buy votes. It's not like they're writing a check themselves. They're putting their tentacles into the people's treasury irresponsibly in order to secure their elected position. They're buying votes. I mean, to me, that's disgusting.
I agree with you 100%. Now, the truth of the matter is, there's not enough people in mainstream media to call it out, but we'll do our job to make mm-hmm. people know. I got a piece that I'm working on right now about my trip to Ghana and the reparations issue, and I did a video over there as well. So we're going to just continue to do what we do best. I talk about it as Taken for Granted in my new book. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to talk about it on Fox News Channel and other media outlets like yourself. And we're just going to continue to push the message until more and more people wake up. And I do believe that folks in the black community and all over, we see this especially in the Appalachian region among white Americans who were predominantly Democrats before Trump came in. People are waking up to the tricks in which Democrats have used to emotionally manipulate people for decades, and they're saying no more.
Right.
And this is where we are.
Well, Gianno, President Trump, well, then candidate Trump, went to the black community, and really what he shared with the black community resounded from coast to coast. It went to all communities, Hispanics, Asians, I mean, go right on down the list, because he just said, look at, what have you got to lose? You know, here you've had all this experience, all under these different political wonks and whatever, and you bought into their rhetoric, and what did they do for you? Why not give me a chance? And as we know, look at, we will know people by the fruit of their actions. And when you see, I mean, it's hard to deny what the president has done by way of the economy, by the way of jobs, by way of, you know, securing our border, even our international standing. You know, people want to make an uproar about what happened with Soleimani and stuff, but this is a message. I mean, it was rather Reagan-esque that we're exercising true deterrence and, you know, peace through strength. And, you know, this is Donald Trump embracing, again, these first principles that you and I talked about earlier.
100% agreed. And when we're talking about, like, moving into the Iran, we have a president who's willing to defend our country at whatever the cost is. You think mm-hmm. about what happened in the Middle East. We're talking about in blood and treasure. We're talking about $64 trillion from 2001 fighting wars up until now and over 800,000 lives lost. Now, with that being the case, no one wants to go into a war, but we definitely cannot have a country that's simply looking to slap us around. We won't tolerate it. We won't accept it. This is not Barack Obama's America.
Exactly.
That being the case, we're going to fight with everything within us and make sure countries all across this world know that we are the hegemon of the world, and we will continue to be.
Exactly. And we will continue to look out for the best interest of all concerned. That is the American way of life and the way most of us here in the homeland would think of it. He's a Fox News political analyst, author of the book Taken for Granted, Gianno Caldwell, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Gianno. Have a great day.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasitic Parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today.